This is KUAF 91.3 FM. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And this is Ozarks at Large.
Support for KUAF comes from the Rogers Historical Museum and To Cap It All Off, which explores a variety of hats worn from the late 19th century through the 1960s. Pieces include the 1960s pillbox to a Shriner's Fez, plus hat boxes and other accessories. Located on South 2nd Street in the Rogers Historic District, 621-1154 or rogersarkansas.com/museum for more information.
Support for KUAF comes from contributing listeners and from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of the Northwest Arkansas Times, the Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. All offer local shopping opportunities through NWA Deal Piggy and Ozark Deal Piggy. Registration and more information available online at nwadealpiggy.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large, the annual Arkansas poll sheds some light on how the state's residents feel about the direction of Arkansas, the upcoming elections, and more. We'll talk with the director of the poll, Janine Perry. And a new cookbook gathers top recipes from a Fayetteville church congregation and offers an indication of how Northwest Arkansas has changed.
Plus, Roby Brock with his weekly recap of business and political news in Arkansas. This is the on-air edition of our fall fundraiser at KUAF, and it is a simple process. We remind you that because of your contributions in the past and now, we're able to bring you programs such as Ozarks at Large, All Things Considered, and Talk of the Nation. It's difficult for any one of us to truly gauge the state of the economy. That's agreed. So we find ourselves turning to trusted sources for advice on how to invest or spend our hard-earned paychecks. Public radio's economic news range from Planet Money to the Business Report every morning on Morning Edition. A Pew Research poll last year found that NPR was America's most trusted source of news. So it's absolutely no wonder that you depend on KUAF for quality information about the state of the economy. As you choose your investments, we're asking you to consider an investment in your public radio station, KUAF. Your annual contribution will be returned in news and information you can use that informs you and helps you make decisions with your life. You can contribute online at supportkuaf.com. You can also call us 800-522-5823. That's 800-522-KUAF. And thank you.
Yes, and we would like to specifically thank one of our callers, Linda from Winslow. Thank you so much. And we're still working on a challenge for new members from the Hartman family, Evie, Rosa, and Sylvie. I heard Rick talking about them this morning, and I think he's correct in saying Sylvie's probably our youngest listener, about 2 months, maybe 3 months old now. Yeah. So the way that a challenge works, and this challenge is for $1,000, is we need to collect up to $1,000, and the Hartman family, the Hartman girls, will match that pledge, so it is worth $2,000 for us. So if you've never given and you've kind of been waiting to do that, now might be the perfect time because it will essentially double your contribution.
Now, it started at $1,000.
It started at $1,000, yes.
But we have made significant inroads on that $1,000 challenge. It's what now, $330
to go. Yes, that's it. That's all that's left.
So $330 combined from brand new contributors.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be 11 people at $33.
Yes.
No, 10 at 33
Well,
bucks.
10, yes, I'm sorry.
We'll take 11 at 33.
We will take 11.
10 at 33 would be the proper amount, yes. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. Online at supportkuaf.com.
If you want to read one of the many news magazines each week, you buy a subscription. If you want to have the newspaper delivered to your door each day, you pay the price. KUAF has consistently brought you insightful, informative news of events from around our country and around the world, and even with Ozarks at Large here in our listening area. It may seem like it comes to you free of charge, but it is paid for with the contributions of those who listen. So please take a moment right now and do your fair share by calling KUAF with a pledge of support. We're not asking one person to pay for all of the costs that we have here at KUAF. We're asking for everybody a group of members to contribute, because together we can get the amount that we need to pay for all of our costs, all of our bills, and the things that we need to do to keep KUAF on the air and keep bringing you programs that you like Ozarks at Large or Talk of the Nation, All Things Considered, Morning Edition, all of those. Your contribution is essential in paying for the news you use every day. So if you want to keep the news on KUAF, please give us a call with your pledge of support at 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. That's 575-KUAF. You can also pledge online anytime at supportkuaf.com.
And once again, the new contributor challenge that started at $1,000 earlier today, now down to $330. So if you've never contributed before but want to, this is a chance for your pledge of up to $330 being doubled. Again, the numbers.
800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can also pledge online at supportkuaf.com.
This is Ozarks at Large. Construction of the new Rogers Sports Complex and Aquatic Center are moving steadily along. Barney Hayes, director of the city's Parks and Recreation Department, says a drier-than-normal summer helped move construction along. Once construction wraps up on the aquatic park next spring, and after the sports complex is complete later this year, attendance at both parks will increase revenues in the city.
We anticipate having 1,200 participants a day at the Aquatic Center, and then our league adult softball teams will use the sports park during the weekdays, and then with the weekends we'll be trying to solicit tournament play, and what that will dovetail into is additional dollars for these weekend tournaments for our hospitality folks, our hotels, motels, our hamburgers, people buying goods when they're here, commercial goods.
Hayes says the first tournament scheduled for the sports park is the Stowball Classic, set to take place during the last week of January.
Arkansas's child welfare system is moving in the right direction 4 years after receiving poor reviews from the federal government. That's according to Governor Mike Beebe, who in his weekly radio address Friday said the state meets or exceeds every goal that was outlined in its federal program improvement plan.
The reward for this hard work is better lives for more Arkansas children. The percentage of children being adopted rather than staying in foster care has gone from 33% of the cases seen during the 2008 review to 68%. In fact, in the last fiscal year, Arkansas finalized a record 674 adoptions. By finding stable homes for these children instead of moving them from foster home to foster home, we've given them certainty and consistency that they can use as a foundation for success in life.
Governor Beebe also said the number of foster children who maintain relationships with their biological families has increased from 48% to 70%, and that 12,000 Arkansas children receive services from the state's Department of Child and Family Services in any given month.
Steinway pianos are the preferred instrument of many concert pianists worldwide. Since 2010, the University of Arkansas is one of only 145 schools in the world committed to providing only Steinway pianos for students and faculty to use in training their fingers and ears. This morning, the university announced that the All Steinway School Initiative at the college has received additional support in the form of a $100,000 gift from the estate of Odell and Catherine Fry. According to the university's press release, the gift was dedicated to the university following the Frys' death last year, and considering the couple's love of music, the bequest was dedicated to the Steinway Initiative. The Steinway Model B Grand Piano will reportedly be placed in the office of Yura Margulis, who is the inaugural holder of the Emily J. McAllister Endowed Professorship in Piano and an internationally recognized pianist.
Arkansas volleyball defeated Missouri in three sets yesterday at Barnhill Arena. Arkansas is now 18-6 overall and 9-4 in the SEC. The Razorbacks next play at Auburn and Texas A&M on the road Friday and Sunday. The Arkansas soccer team is back in the SEC tournament this afternoon after an absence since 1999. Arkansas, the seventh seed, faces number 10 seed South Carolina at 4 p.m. The winner meets Texas A&M Wednesday at noon in Orange Beach, Alabama. Tonight's weather forecast calls for clear conditions with a low in the 30s. Tomorrow expects sunny skies with a high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And tomorrow night expects clear skies with a low ranging from about 36 to 42 degrees.